Start Ministry, reading out of James chapter 4. Looking at verses 4, maybe down a little bit of 5, but really 4. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. And I was just thinking, in one sense, we're called to develop relationships and be involved in the world. And in another part, we're called to be set aside and be different. And there's a fine balance to all that. And Susan and I have been talking about, you know, how do we get involved in relationships where we can share the gospel and watch people come to know Jesus for the first time, and then also involved in discipleship of relationships and people, and then being in the world when it comes to what we do, but yet we're not part of the world, we're not endorsing the world, so yet we agree with you in that, but yet not being one of those people that are divisive or a rule follower or religious. So this is the things that we don't do, so Jesus loves us more. And so interesting, as you read through James, and last week you talk about you have not because you ask not, and here you're looking at the opportunity where, you know, we read as James writes to a group of people that, okay, the world is going to be out there. We want to be in an evangelistic relationship with that, but yet we're not saying we agree with the world. We're not identifying with the world. We're not saying, yeah, that's what the world, if the world says that's right, then we're involved in it. Because if that's who we are, then we're really, our relationship with God, we're putting enmity between that. So that breaks that, or that distances us from that. And so a real struggle of heart to balance this well. We are going to, you know, fail and not get it right. And there are going to be times where we're going to have opportunities to speak truth and share love. But yet then that's going to be considered, you know, divisive or not gracious. And so I like the tension, though, even though it's hard. I like the opportunity to really rest in my relationship with the gospel and Jesus to balance those things well, to live my life and our lives in the world, not of the world. And so we're really aware, we're sober-minded, we're alert to the things that are going on around us. And so we're not taking everything at face value. We are looking beyond and seeing where it comes from. You know, one good example of that, Mike, you probably watched the Super Bowl and they talked about Jesus, but I'm not sure how many of you went and looked to the resources where that commercial actually came from. And you know, I'm not going to give you all that information, but I think it's just interesting if we just look at it at first glance, oh, that's not a big deal. But then if you go find out what the purpose is behind it, who's the people that are behind that? And so that's another eye-opening opportunity. Where are you and I battling not to fit into the things of the world, and where are we battling to really get involved in a relationship where we can, you know, share the gospel with someone and develop that and build that relationship. So we are their friends, but we're not endorsing that everything that we do. And so there's a healthy tension in all this, and I do not have it all figured out, but I think it's, you know, another opportunity for us to be discipled by the gospel, really think about it, not just take life for granted, not just go about status quo, but we're really thinking through the things that we want to be involved in, the things that we are involved in as we move around in the world that we live in. So thank you for joining us on our Let's Talk, James chapter 4, wrestling through the thought process. Okay, this is what the world's saying. This is what the Word of God says. Not identifying with the world, but being set apart as you go about your day and week. And so thank you for joining us, Jesus. So thank you for this opportunity to, again, look at your Word, think about it, help us to ponder on it. Give us the courage to make the adjustments where we need to change. Thank you for not giving up on us, and thank you for allowing us to be a light in this world. But we really need your strength and wisdom to do it well. It's your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for joining Let's Talk.